Samantha Cherry, as a young 18-year-old mum, she went out with her her mother, Mandy, and her 11-month-old son, John Joe. And she'd gone to hospital, and on the way home, they popped into McDonald's to have lunch. Just a few moments after turning away from her child, the most extraordinarily terrifying thing that could possibly happen to her child, he was given a bottle, a baby's bottle, which contained something which police believe may have been bleach by a complete stranger. Samantha Cherry is here to tell her story right now. Samantha, thanks so much for joining us on LBC 97.3.
Hello.
Hello there. Samantha, can you just tell us a little bit about what actually happened in that McDonald's restaurant yesterday? Because it's just such a horrific story, and every mum and dad will be clinging to their children in horror at what you have to say.
Yeah. Basically, we was eating and John Joe was asleep. We finished eating and he woke up. We sat him up. I went to go and get us ice cream. My mum finished feeding him his chips. She must have looked away for, a split second while he was eating them. Looked out the window and a passerby walked by and slipped this bottle of something into his buggy. Mum turned around to see what the noise was, and John Joe was choking. She thought he was choking on the chip at the time, got him out, patted him, helped him be sick, stripped him down. Then we found the bottle.
And this was definitely not the bottle that you'd given your son?
Definitely not. I come over to see what all the commotion was, saw how ill he looked, how pale and lifeless he was, and then we found the bottle. In his buggy.
Was it like a baby's bottle with a teat or a little sippy cup?
Yes, it was exactly the same as his baby bottles, an Advent 8-ounce bottle.
Yep, know those well.
Mum had asked me why I'd given it to him, and I said, it's nothing to do with me, I've never seen this bottle before in my life. And she went, what's it doing in his pram? Never, ever would we have imagined that someone had tried to poison him. And she told me to taste it, so I put it up to my mouth to see what he'd been drinking, and that's when I smelt the bleach. Then that's when it hit us that someone had tried to poison the baby.
And you were in this McDonald's restaurant with your mum. You just walked away for a few moments. Your mum had simply turned away at the window. It's like it's not like you'd accepted something from a stranger.
No,
it's not like you'd left your kid in the street and weren't paying any attention to him.
No, that's right. I mean, lots of people have said and suggested that we'd accepted this bottle of a stranger and given it to the child, but it's nothing like that at all. Literally, it was split seconds. I mean, she turned around to, stare out the window. We don't sit there and stare at a baby 24/7, do we? No one can do that. And literally, she turned straight back around when she heard a noise. And, I mean, we looked at CCTV and it happened in 0.3 seconds.
Right. Yeah, which parent can say they've honestly not looked at their child for 0.3 seconds? Now, you managed to find other people in the restaurant who'd seen what happened.
Yeah, my mum jumped up and she'd screamed, like, who saw someone give this baby a bottle? And everyone didn't have a clue until these group of young kids, I'd say about 18 to 19, come over and said that they'd seen this woman slip this bottle into his buggy. First questions were, well, why didn't you let us know? But, I mean, anyone, if he'd have just dropped it out of his buggy, I mean, people bend down all the time and pick up buggies, give it back to the baby. No one really takes much notice.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just didn't think anything of it until they realised how ill your son was. And you dialed 999?
Yeah, well, we dialed 999. We couldn't actually get a lot of help because they kept telling us we was in Hartley, not in Eltham, but... In the end, the manager of McDonald's spoke to them and managed to give them the postcode and get through to them.
That's one of the problems with calling 999 on a mobile, isn't it? So how quickly did emergency services reach you?
Very quickly. Very, very quickly. A matter of minutes, there was hundreds of police cars and ambulances.
And your son, meanwhile, was continuing to be sick?
No, he was only sick the once. He was only sick straight after. As soon as the liquid went into his mouth, he puked straight up. Yeah, he obviously decided he didn't like the taste and his belly didn't agree with it. And thank God he just threw it back up. But he wasn't sick again after.
Okay, and was he taken to hospital?
Yeah, he was taken straight to hospital where he was observed for 6 hours and he was checked over.
And he's okay now? No injuries?
No, he's absolutely fine now. He's a lot better. He's made a speedy recovery.
Oh, thank goodness. I cannot imagine what you and your mum and indeed your partner went through, your fiancé Ashley went through.
Yeah.
At the thought of this and how badly it could have gone. So you come back from hospital. There's lovely pictures of you in the paper today. Your little gorgeous little boy, John Joe, looking just fine. And thank goodness he is fine. Have the police been able to identify what was in that bottle?
No, not of yet. I mean, they've taken it down to try and analyse it, but we won't get the results back from a couple of weeks, but they did a pH scale, and it's on a number 9. It's an alkaline number 9, so it's quite strong.
Right, and it was bright orange.
Bright orange. It looked, floor cleaner, bleach kind of stuff. It was all frothy, bright orange, had bits of milk or something floating around in it. But it was quite strong.
Absolutely extraordinary. So obviously the police were there on the scene hunting. Now we know that an arrest has been made. We do not have an identity yet. We don't know the identity of the person who has been arrested in this case, and whether or not any charges will be brought. But what's your action as a mum, and going through this, about somebody doing this deliberately to your child?
It's quite sick, really, isn't it? I mean, to think that somebody has actually thought this through to go and do it, I mean, had a bottle made to go and do its job, but I mean, the woman must be in some sort of sick health, mental state, you know, and that's not a reason to go around doing it at all. But I mean, surely then she should be kept locked up, basically, or away in a mental home, so she can never ever destroy anybody else's family like it.
It's only a matter of luck that your child is okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, as a new mum, I can remember having an 11-month-old, and you know, you're concerned for your child, you know, day in, day out, 24 hours, to look away for a split second and then have that happen. Basically, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Anybody else that had been sitting there with a pram, it would have happened too, no doubt. We were sitting down an alleyway. You have to walk past us to get to the door. There was thousands. It was heaving. There was hundreds of people walking past us. You don't pay attention to everyone, you know, and anybody sitting there with a pram would have got the bottle. It wasn't just because we were sitting there.
And how do you think this is going to affect your freedom, your ability to, you know, enjoy life with your young son out and about in the future?
A lot more. I mean, already you're sort of thinking, do I really want to go out today? Do I really need to go out today? You know, you just want to wrap them up, really, don't you? You don't want nothing else to happen to them. I mean, I can't imagine going back to that McDonald's. I'm certainly never, ever going to sit away, like, down a walkway. I'm going to make sure I'm sitting in the thick of things.
But it's terrible that you even have to think like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll never take my eyes off of him again, not even for a second. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you say it's impossible. You can't always...
That's right. I mean, when you're shopping, you look at things on the shelf. Well, not no longer. You have to stare at the baby.
Yeah, it's terrible that you've been put in that position. And every mum, every dad listening will be just understanding exactly what you've gone through. I say an arrest has been made. We don't know whether charges will be brought or whether or not this is the right person. But certainly it's been a very big worry. Presumably you've had quite a lot of conversations with friends and family members who are in your area who've been absolutely terrified that a similar event might happen to them.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Everyone's petrified now. Everyone's sort of keeping an eye out and it's constantly just worrying.
I'm not surprised. Well, look, I am Samantha. I'm delighted that you are well and your little boy John Joe is well. Give him a cuddle from us here at LBC 97.3. And thanks so much for talking to us. I'm just so relieved that it's all turned out okay in the end.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Samantha. What a lovely lady. We all remember back when we were new mums and dads, only 11 months old. You're concerned about everything, you know, even the tiniest little mark on their hand. What's happened to them? To have that happen to you is absolutely extraordinary. My heart goes out to that family, and thank goodness that little lad is okay and did just the right thing. Being sick, sicking up that liquid, whatever it is, police still to identify it. Thank you very much to her for talking to us here at LBC 97.3.